In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The East Troublesome Fire appears to have not spread much last night after blowing up to a historic 170,000 acres. Incident Commander Noel Livingston says such rapid growth of a forest fire is basically unheard of in North America.
Certainly significant, certainly tragic in a number of areas, and certainly a challenge for both public safety, for the suppression folks, for the emergency services, and for our wildland folks as well.
There's no official word yet on how many homes and other structures have been lost. Weather conditions are expected to be dangerous again today, with warmer temperatures and wind gusts returning to the area. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is criticizing a federal settlement deal related to the deadly opioid crisis. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The Justice Department announced an $8 billion settlement this week with Purdue Pharma. It follows civil and criminal investigations into the company's aggressive marketing of opioid medications. Weiser says it's unclear how this might impact more than 2,000 other suits against Purdue, including those from the state of Colorado and at least 20 local governments.
Will it mean less money? I don't know. Will it mean obligations for governmental oversight of how the company operates? I'm not sure what that looks like exactly either. So it's a novel and, to our mind, unfortunate resolution.
Weiser and 24 other state AGs said the deal appears to be too favorable for the family behind the company. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In western Colorado, there's a freeze warning in effect until 9 this morning from Debec to Silt. Smoke for Boulder today, highs in the lower 40s across Metro Denver, upper 50s for Vail, lower 50s for Craig. Right now it's 20 degrees in Denver, 30 in Parachute. This is CPR News.